these fools, they'll never learn.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a brand new...
Well, that's right.
Move the Thought podcast.
Yeah, well, spin me right round.
Episode. Yeah.
It's so episode. You were okay.
I think we're on like 1:30 or something.
Who knows?
Bring that energy up. Now.
I'm a low?
You're too low.
You're low. Oh,
pump it up. Pump yeah. That's right.
Hey, everyone. Welcome
to... Oh, man.
Hi, I'm your host, Sean. I'm the old regular kung fu fanatic. This is my wife, Devon.
That's me.
And this is Cyrus, the old geezer.
Bismillah, Iranian stuff.
Nice. if you don't know, we are a bi-weekly martial arts cinema reviewing kind of podcast where
comedy podcast? Comedy podcast?
Do you call us a comedy podcast? Do we have the right to call ourselves a comedy podcast?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I will say this. In the category sections on Apple Podcasts...
We're some fucking amateurs.
We're under entertainment. Okay. We are not under comedy.
Isn't that what every podcast on Earth is?
Oh, I think a lot of them are under comedy. I can't say we're comedy because we're not comedians.
But every podcast is an entertainment.
Well, yeah. Technically, everything's entertainment. Not everything.
Yeah, I wouldn't say everything.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Like, entertainment's a very broad scope. I wish it was something that said, like, movie podcast, but would we be movie or comedy? I think more movie than comedy. Even though you like the jokes.
I like the jokes.
You like to crack wise.
I like to be quiet, and then I pounce when I have a joke in the tank.
Like a mongoose.
Bingo.
Yeah. As I was saying, we're a bi-weekly martial arts cinema comedy podcast where I sit down with these two every 2 weeks and we review a martial arts film. So
that's right. Silence right there.
That's the
right.
Gist of it.
That is correct. Yeah. That is exactly what we're all about. Sorry, I was adjusting my mic.
Okay. This week we're going back to the trusted Shaw Brothers Studios, Cyrus's favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And we are watching.
I just want to shoot myself when I said
1983's Shaolin Intruders, which is one that not many people seem to talk about for some reason. I'm not quite sure, but it's not mentioned in like the... When people talk about Shaw Brothers classics, Shaolin Intruders isn't necessarily mentioned.
It's not mentioned in the diaspora.
You've used that word twice.
I have?
Oh, no, you used dichotomy earlier.
I did.
I don't know
what that is. And I used... what was that big one that made no sense? Recalcitrant.
Yeah, I have no idea what diaspora means.
I think recalcitrant.
My brother used to use a diaspora inhaler. Oh, that's such a bad joke.
I think recalcitrant is a Japanese energy drink.
Okay, that's pretty good. I don't know why.
I don't know.
That's good.
I don't know why.
Shaolin Intruders, everyone. So we're going to go ahead and before we do that, we've got a few little things to talk about.
Do it.
Oh my God.
Devon has good news. Oh, God.
Let's get ready to give
her. She's leaving the podcast.
Yeah, buddy. Oh. We're off the rails, baby. Bring up all the dick and ass jokes.
My good news is I got a new job. I've complained about my current job and situation and how it's getting on my goddamn nerves. And so, I got a new job. And I start in a couple weeks, and I'm very excited.
Wow, this is so cool! I have no idea. Do you know where she's working?
Some who house. No, I've got no idea. To be honest, I've got no idea.
Where can I share?
Please share and tell the crowd, the massive audience, where are you working?
I'm going to be working at the same company as these two dildos.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
She's only gone and got a job with us.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Jesus.
She will not be in the department I manage, and so she will not be Cyrus's immediate co-worker. She'll be in a separate department.
And Sean will not be my manager.
I will not be her manager. But yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very excited about it.
It's very exciting. Very exciting news. I'm glad you'll finally be a...
Yeah, this friend group, podcast, and now... Working for the same company.
Yeah, we see each
other too. Weird. It is weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I see you guys once every 2 weeks.
That's true. We don't see each other that often.
We do see each other more often. I only see
every once in a while, 2 weeks.
At work, we fucking don't, really.
No. I'll pop over here, though, occasionally. We went to Hookah last week.
Yeah, that was a good shmup, man.
I'm going next week again. I'm not going to be seeing you much because you are back in the gymnasium.
You know what? Thanks for setting me up.
No problem. That's what I'm here for. I'm a host, baby.
You know what? You're a good man.
Yep.
You set me up just like you would set me up in the weight room. You'd set my weights up and you'd set. I'm trying to. So I've been going to the gym.
I would spot you.
There it is.
Go, look at that fat cunt over there.
Yeah. He's going to need some help.
I don't think I'm allowed to say that word this early in.
Yeah, hell yeah, you are. Okay. Runt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to the gym, and I look real fat right now, but it's underneath all this soft, soft flesh. It's getting, I'm hard, baby.
It's a Lou Ferrigno just waiting to burst out.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm doing every muscle group, top down. I've got a new gym. The owner of the gym is an IFBB pro.
Nice.
Bodybuilder.
Is he a big boy?
No, he's a shorter man, but now he's like 56 and he looks like
really
ripped.
Looks like a pit bull.
The gym is one giant room with machines that look like they're from World War II.
Mm-hmm.
The machines are so old and wild. They don't have instructions on them. And I'm like pretty well versed. I don't know what they do.
Okay.
It's just a lot of weight with a string on it. And you have to kind of just figure it out. Are you
the smallest person there?
No.
Oh, okay.
A lot of ladies there too.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I know we got to get into it, but I've been out. I haven't been in public for so long. You know, germs, mask, work from home.
Yeah.
I'm at a new gym, unmasked. And there are these, like, two younger ladies that, like, came right in front of me and started to, like, poke around with a machine.
Hello.
And I was, like, looking at them. And I was like, do they want my help? Because they were just like, what is this? Look at that. And I was like, she's like, what is that?
This is heavy.
Like, and I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Are you trying to, would you like to do a pull-up here? And I was really nice.
Okay.
And they're like, yeah. And I was like, oh. They're like, yeah, betcha. I was like, oh, okay. So you stand on this little thingy, and it makes pull-ups easier. And she's like, I don't know what you just said. That's great. She didn't say that.
Okay.
And so you put a lot of weight on a machine, and it's harder to do.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yes.
I don't know gyms very well, but I think I understand.
You agree?
Yes, I would agree. I would agree.
More weight. Harder.
Yes. I would agree with that.
Yes.
This is the only machine that more weight is easier.
Well, that's confusing.
It is confusing.
Want to be in opposite world?
So you put a whole bunch of weight on this thing, you stand on it, and it's like you're floating.
Oh, okay.
So more weight's easier. And I tried to explain that.
Yep.
No idea.
Yeah.
But they're very nice and they thanked me. And they are coming over later.
Good to know. They'll be lifting something heavy, you know what I'm saying?
No, they're just nice ladies.
I got nothing. I got a little bit of news. I am now a contributor to a new contributor to an existing website. If you're familiar with Film Combat Syndicate, that is a website that's been around for a long, long time, and they focus on action cinema. I am now a contributor to that in that I'll be writing a few articles. I'm kind of building at the moment. I've been writing small things like movie announcements, posting trailers and things like that. And I'll be building towards reviews, articles, who knows, maybe interviews, who knows. But that's what I'm doing at the moment. Okay. So go over to Film Combat Syndicate, check it out. It's filmcombatsyndicate.com. And you can check out some of the stuff I post.
Hey, you know what?
What?
Can we give ourselves a round of applause?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's all positive stuff.
That's right.
All positive stuff.
It's new job. Pumped. Moving up in the kung fu world.
Yeah. Good things.
You've done some special features.
The Blu-ray that I did my first special feature for is now out.
Mm.
I got my first copy the other day. My only copy the other day. Very exciting to have it. To see my name on the back of a Blu-ray is
cool.
Honestly kind of overwhelming.
It was very cool.
I know people do this like every week, but for me it's very exciting. So if you don't know the movie, it's Game of Killers. It's been released by Terrorvision. It's out there now. Pick it up.
Go buy it.
And you'll see a little video essay from me.
You'll get to hear his beautiful voice.
About Barry Chan. I did a video essay about Barry Chan. And there might be another one on the horizon. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, let's go ahead and get into the movie.
May I say one last thing? This is movie related.
Yeah, go on.
It's Shaw Brothers related.
Vast?
I did a little bit of research.
Okay.
On the four brothers, all named Run in some fashion.
Run Me, Run Run. Yeah.
Run Around.
Yeah. Run DMC.
That's right. And their studio started in the 30s. I don't know if you know this.
Okay.
They got most popular in the 50s.
Okay.
This is by Run Ron, I believe.
Okay.
Yep.
And the studio hired people, 500 employees, that worked round the clock. They would churn out a movie every 10 days on average. They made 700 movies, 350 Kung Fu, 350 Wuja, which is hero movies. I didn't know that. I thought it was primarily sword fighting.
It really is. It's more heroic swordplay than anything else.
Okay.
You may be able to class another type of Kung Fu film as a Wuja, but mostly it's heroic swordplay.
The editors, et cetera, people, whoever, would work in 8-hour shifts. So someone was always cranking out something. So
oh, yeah.
Eight, and then maybe you'd go home, but eight.
That's bananas. Oh, my God.
So there you go.
You did your research. I'm impressed.
That's right.
That's very impressive. Yeah. Yeah.
Look at you.
Yep. Check out this guy.
If you can't beat him, you know what I mean?
I'm winning you over. Shaolin Intruders, directed by Tong Kai, starring, honestly, one of the most impressive casts you'll hear about. It's Derek Yee, Jason Pai Piao, Lau Young Park, who I'm not all that familiar with, but Philip Kofei, Ku Feng, Quan Fung, Elvis Choi, and Li Hoi Sang. So they are a bunch of very, very famous names that have been in plenty of Kung Fu classics. Devin recognized Li Hoi Sang,
is that my man? Yellow guy.
Eyebrows.
Eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
Angry.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Angry eyebrows.
Yep. That's Li Hoi Sang.
Yellow guy.
What a fucking idiot. Angry eyebrows.
Fucking yellow.
Not good. Yeah, good. Martial arts directors. This had 6 martial arts directors, which is crazy. Yeah. The director himself, Tong Kai, Huang Pei Chi, Yun Hua, Yun Bun, Kong Chun, and Li Hoi Sang himself. One thing I found a few tidbits about this film that I actually looked up myself, which I thought were pretty bonkers. This film on IMDb has a score of 7.1, which makes it higher than The Running Man, Magic Mike, Annihilation, Nope, The World's End, War of the Worlds, and Hook.
I know.
Whoa, some of those are wrong.
I've never been a fan of IMDb ratings. I feel like they're very inaccurate, so I never look at them.
Pay attention to those or Rotten Tomatoes. Neither. You should pay attention to neither.
Well, yeah. Well, there's some sites that I believe more than others.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, I've never believed IMDb.
You could just someone could be like, I don't like Tom Cruise. 0.
Yeah, exactly. One shocking fact that when watching this, putting it in context is really interesting because I was watching it today and I was just like, this film came out in 1983. What other Kung Fu movies came out in 1983? And crazily, Project A and Winners and Sinners came out this year. And they're so vastly different to this film. It's really, really weird to think they all came out in the same year. We did Project A on the podcast. Remember the Jackie Chan film with pirates?
Yep.
Oh, right.
The same year. We haven't done Winners and Sinners, though. Let's go ahead and get into our review. Who wants to give their opinion first?
I'll go.
I can go. Who
wants? I'll go first.
You want to go?
Yes.
All right.
I very much enjoyed this movie. I thought it was really, really good. It was sweet, a really
butternut squash
solid piece of work.
You just call it a solid piece of work?
Yes.
Nice.
It's funny how that phrase can be both true and nice and very sarcastic.
Yep.
I wish the fights were better. Sorry.
That's mental that you just said.
I thought they were good, but I feel like I just feel like with the use of weapons, maybe because we did that Fight Bites recently and they were their use
last
of weapons.
Yeah. Look it up on the YouTube channel.
Right. Their use that in the clips you showed me, their use of weapons were just phenomenal.
Yeah.
Or maybe this just because you said there were so many did you say there were so many fight choreographers that maybe that was why I don't know. I'm not saying they were terrible, but they weren't. Saying
there were too many cooks in the kitchen.
Maybe, but I didn't find them to be
like mesmerizing.
Okay, I found that very interesting, but sure.
But anyway, but all around, very good film.
So when it comes to the fights in particular, you just didn't find the choreography that impressive?
Maybe that was my beef.
Okay.
I mean, there were definitely certain, there were bits that were cool. The benches at the end, that one, that was cool. Well, actually, meh, maybe I'm wrong. The three tests, I didn't, that was fun. I enjoyed. Yeah.
Maybe I'm jumping ahead a bit.
Yeah. The three tests, I thought, yeah, was good. Maybe it was the stuff before that.
Yeah. There's one particular fighter in this film that's not as good as everyone else. And I hate to say it because it's a sad
one.
Is he rest in peace?
No, it's the girl.
Oh.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, how much of that was even her?
Well, when she looks good, it's someone else. But when she's doing it, she's just bad. Yeah. She's not terrible. A little bit slower than everyone else.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone else has to slow down to fight her. It's not. It's barely noticeable. But if you do notice it, it's like, okay. But Derek Yee, whew.
That's one thing you don't want in an action movie, to suspend your belief.
Lose your suspension of disbelief. Oh, suspend your belief. Sorry.
And be like, oh, is she okay? Please move faster.
Yeah.
You want to like I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. Take it away.
I get what you mean. What's your opinion? How did you find, you know, let's be honest, Cyrus doesn't love Shaw Brothers films. Right. So far, they've been very mostly misses than hits. I think there's a few that you've enjoyed, but you don't really love the studio and what they put out. Watching this, there are moments I went, oh, Cyrus is going to like this. And then 5 minutes later, I'd go, oh, God, Cyrus is going to hate this. So by the end, I was muddled. I was just like, I don't know whether he's going to like it or not. So I'm interested to hear your opinion. And please don't go, hey, it was okay.
I'll be succinct, and I'll tell you exactly how I'm feeling, and you'll know everything that's going on up here.
Going to say doo-doo or something.
That was a solid piece of work.
All right.
See what I did?
Yeah, very good. Very good.
That's a good Shaw Brothers movie right there. Easily one of the better ones. Easily.
What?
I don't think you can deny it.
What?
Yeah, that's definitely one of the better Shaw Brothers.
I shan't deny anything.
I believe you would agree. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
The second fight was fucking sick.
Which one was the second fight?
The Pillars of Death. Just he's like picking them up, throwing them around.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. With the poles. Yeah, that was, what am I talking about? Yeah, that was actually really cool. That was really good.
That was like, actually, the fights were the best fight scenes I've ever seen.
That was actually, those guys I enjoyed.
Yeah, one of the better ones for sure.
Okay, glad to hear that.
Oh my God, Cyrus liked a Shaw Brothers film.
I didn't want to fucking rake my eyes out, so that's a plus.
That's definitely a good thing. And you actually watched it subtitled.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, which is crazy, because usually you're a dub boy.
Did you think I would like it?
I thought so.
I was leaning more towards you liking it.
Okay.
There's a certain aspect of it that I didn't think you'd like, and I'll bring that up in a minute. So how do I feel about this film? Obviously, we've kind of spoke that I think it's definitely a good Shaw Brothers film. The thing with this film, I think it's so crazily underrated because I personally think the fight sequences are, firstly, the fight choreography is very, very good. I actually really, really like the fight choreography. But one thing stands out in this film more than anything, and that is everything is so fucking inventive. It's so unique. You haven't seen it before. It's interesting. And that they've obviously put a lot of work into the action sequences. It's not just standard hand-to-hand stuff. It's well thought out. It's bonkers. It's zany, but it works. And then the other thing about this film that's really important to me that no one talks about is it's just a fun film. There's a mystery, it's gonna get solved, and they have to go through tests in Shaolin to solve the mystery.
Who are the main characters? It's, don't worry about it. What's their backstory? Relax.
Exactly. Yeah,
right.
It's a bad plan, six demons, whatever the name is.
There was no shenanigans.
No.
We had some twists.
Yeah.
It was, as far as the plot, I feel like it was one of the more like solid and just
it's so enjoyable.
Right.
Like, and it's just, it's
very well done.
It's just a very, very fun, enjoyable film. It's not a Choi Yoon film. You don't have to like think overly hard about it. It's not as dark and macabre as some of the Venom's films. And you know, Lau Kar-Leung, I love, obviously. But his tone can be sometimes a little too comedic. Here they play it pretty much straight.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And it's just a really fucking good film. And people don't give this one enough credit. It's up there. Would it be in my top 10 Shaw Brothers? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, buddy.
It would certainly be up there. I don't think I'd have 10 films over this one. It's so good.
Normally in these movies, when I'm confused, I'm unjustly confused.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, I'm lost because they want me to be.
Yeah.
Because there's a mystery and there's information I just haven't been given yet.
There's exactly. Nothing. There's exactly. Nothing to be confused about.
It's literally a murder mystery.
Yeah.
100%. It's a kung fu murder mystery. Absolutely. And the best thing about it, it's in, and I know kung fu films all use this term and people laugh at the term because it's so silly, but it works in this film. The martial world. It is set in the martial world.
Oh, that's great.
There's clowns.
People laugh at that?
Yeah, some people laugh at it. Like, what the hell is the martial world? But it,
oh, that's great. Arts.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But it's like, there's Shaolin. He's from a Tai Chi clan. There are the six demons. And one thing I love about this film as well is that, like, I've got some of them written down. Do you know what? I love a good film where the mystery of the film is centered around a technique where they all gasp and go, Shaolin Jin Kang Palm.
Yeah.
I love that. So I'm just like, oh, yes, of course, well, it's the Shaolin
weapon that they need to investigate.
It's just when people like go, snake style. I just love that. I love that they get shocked by the start. And just, there's something about that that just, it hits a very certain part in me. I'm actually sweating. I'm that happy and excited. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, awesome. That's the end of the episode.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm really, really glad. I think this film opens up very strongly. The credits are literally over a bunch of Shaolin monks practicing, and then you get ninjas.
Yeah.
To get Shaolin monks and then ninjas in a row, you know you're in for something good.
Also, yeah. This is on YouTube, and the quality is crispy clean.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
Give it a go.
Yeah, you might have to. Oh no, it's probably not that hard to find. I found it.
Oh no, you just type it in.
Yeah, okay, it's on YouTube. It probably shouldn't be, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
I do know what as well. We talk about kung fu weapons a lot, and do you know what's an underrated kung fu weapon? Mm. The kung fu bench.
Hate those.
Excuse?
There was one, of course I don't remember which film it was, but there was one where there was a fight towards the end where, yeah, they were battling using those, and they are absolutely my least favorite. I was happy that they weren't used as weapons in that last fight, just for them to stand on, because 100% when they had those guys out, and I got real disappointed. But yeah, they didn't use them as weapons. So I was
like, I
hate them.
I will show you a bench fight between Jackie Chan and Yuen Biao that will blow your socks off. They'll have you writing home to mama.
Mom, it happened. I saw a bench fight.
I don't know. I still don't.
Oh, I'll blow your socks off.
When I think of
benches being thrown around, I think of Jackie Chan. Maybe I've seen that.
Yeah,
you've probably seen it. But his bench fight in Young Master is incredible, and Yuen Biao is bonkers in it. Well, okay. I love benches. I think they're great. I think it's a really interesting weapon. I think the film you're thinking about as well is Enter the 36th Chamber of Shaolin. They use bench at the end of that.
Do they?
Or is it Return of the 36th Chambers to the 36th Chamber? I keep thinking of Wu-Tang albums.
They were outside, if that helps.
I think that's Return, actually.
Okay.
I'm getting confused.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I didn't like it.
End scene.
End scene. So there's not really a lot to talk about in terms of meat on the bones in this film.
I didn't take any notes.
It's very simple. I took a few.
This is also, I just cut you off. We talk about sometimes movies being shows. This is an episode of a show.
Oh, you think?
1,000%.
Like a murder mystery procedural, like Columbo, but the Shaw Brothers version.
Yeah,
I'd watch a show of this. Hell yeah! They need to bring back, make a Shaolin Intruder show. That would be amazing. There are some. I thought there were some funny lines in this. So Jason Pai Piao is a gambler in this film, and he's a compulsive gambler, and he's gambling at the start. And some guy walks in to get him, and he bets him. He says, let's make a bet, and I'll bet you that you can't find this man within 3 days. And he goes, no, I don't want to bet. And instead of the guy going, I understand, you're a gambling addict, you don't want to bet, it's important that you don't get to recovery, he goes, the gambling addict won't bet. How embarrassing.
Right.
That's really fucked up. The crack addict won't do crack.
Yeah, everybody make fun of him.
Yeah. Look at this guy. So I thought that was quite funny. The plot's fairly simple.
Footsie's over here.
Did I touch you? You
touched my feet.
Did I? Well, your foot shouldn't be there.
That's for OnlyFans.
I don't like it. Mm-hmm. There you go. I'll touch your knee instead.
All right.
I was like stroking a bear. Yeah, so the film's very, very simple. Jason Pai Piao teams up with Derek Yee. I don't know the characters' names. And they basically have to find out who's killing these clans. There are four clans.
Wind, the masked dudes are running around killing them.
That's right. And then at one point we get
using the palm.
Yes, we get a clan killed in real time with the palm, but one of the members of a particular clan is stabbed by a golden blade, which happens to belong to a lady. They immediately think the lady is the killer. Derek Yee and Jason Pai Piao turn up to team up to basically prove her innocent.
Right.
Because they see the palm technique and they go, Shaolin baby, move. That's Shaolin. And we're going to go to Shaolin and see what the F is up.
Right.
Simple as that.
I was just thinking, if you killed someone and didn't want to get caught, why would you kill them with the technique that only you know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or the golden blade that only you have.
Yeah. Right. He actually says that, though.
Yeah.
He actually says that in the film. It's like me killing someone. They go, wait, isn't that the Shaun Fist? He's the only guy that knows how to do it.
Right.
Yeah. And then when they get to Shaolin, it literally becomes like a fun Shaolin movie where for some reason they go, you have to beat 3 trials before you can investigate Shaolin.
Yeah.
Really funny if you think about it.
Well, no, because they're like, you know, we are not murderers. We're not killers. There are no bad people here. But they're like, well, these bodies kind of prove it. Something's up. And so the Shaolin, they're like, well, the only way we'll cooperate, the only way we'll answer your questions or further try to help you is if you pass these 3 tests to see if you are worthy.
And Devin, the first test is?
What was the first one? Those were the poles. That was actually very cool.
Do you want to say poles. What he needed to do in order to?
So he has to get through a number of guys. I forget, was it 8?
Yeah.
Yeah. 8 guys. They have to. So he has to basically get to the other side of the room where there's this sign. Mm-hmm. He has to get to that part, and they are trying to stop him. Yeah. And they were using these very cool metal poles and basically like trapping him within the poles. It was actually very cool.
This also has the worst bit of the film, unfortunately, in my eyes.
Which part?
Unfortunately, for some reason, they give Jason Pai Piao this stupid dice weapon, and it's so dumb. And I get it, he's a gambler, and they try and tie it to him.
I didn't mind it that much.
But what?
I didn't mind it that much.
I thought it's so stupid, because one of the reasons he gets, so it's a rope with 2 die either side it.
Well, that was at the end. First, he has his little retractable sword.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love his retractable sword.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love how they think that's so cool.
It's right.
Like, yeah, it's not, but all right. but he has 2 die with a rope between them. And if you're using it against a bunch of people with... They don't have poles.
Spears.
They had spears.
Oh, they had the spears.
If you're using it with a bunch of against people with spears, they can just cut through the rope. It needed to be a chain. They do cut through the rope.
Eventually.
And then he uses it because it's a fake bomb.
It's a smoke bomb.
It's a smoke bomb.
He plays a trick.
He does.
And he wins.
But the fight itself is kind of fun.
Yeah.
it's him basically crawling up posts and trying to crawl across the ceiling and stuff. And it's a good time. And he can his sword play is very, very good. He's excellent. Jason Pipeout doesn't get enough credit. He should be in more films. Then the second trial. Does anyone want to give the second trial?
We got more poles going on. Poles on poles.
Mm-hmm. So these were the straight metal poles. The regular metal poles.
Correct.
Right.
That was neat. They basically did everything you could do with a pole.
Yeah.
Confined him, picked him up, moved him backwards, forwards, struck him, and then they broke it down a little bit. Three-section staff, obviously.
Three-section staff, baby.
You cannot have a monk, Shaolin monk, without a goddamn three-section staff.
Mm-hmm. My favorite weapon.
And that was I was a little confused there, because he finished and he touched the area he needed to touch. Mm-hmm. And he went, sorry for the trick, fellas. And I was like,
What was the trick?
I was like, what?
He just jumped over him.
I didn't get what the trick was.
So, the one thing that I was watching this movie and I was loving every minute of it, and there's a certain bit, not bit, there's a certain aspect of the film that stood out to me and made me go, oh no, Cyrus and Devin aren't going to like that. What did you think of the wire work?
It's wild.
It's fine.
It's just, really?
It just is it's what it is. I didn't bother me.
I adore the wire work in this film.
Yeah.
I think Cyrus is absolutely right. It's crazy.
Sure.
Sometimes it looks fantastic.
Yeah.
And other times it's just someone doing a triple somersault and it's just like, wait, what?
Oh, I suppose the only time I did not care for it were when the mask bad guys.
Oh, I like that. I love that.
Did the weird,
like, oh, you don't like the crabs?
The crab spinny thing.
I like that. That was cool as hell.
I was just like,
that move didn't hurt people. It killed people.
Basically, just kicking them in the chest, but they died from it.
Spinning crab leg technique.
Yeah.
I like that.
It was crazy.
It's inventive. That's what I like about it.
It is inventive. I certainly don't recall ever seeing anything similar to it, but yeah, the look of it was slightly silly.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
here's a silly one.
Go on.
Later in the movie, the girl is fighting.
Yeah,
because I think the Shaolin guy's like, kill her. She's the problem, and they grab her and throw her into the skies.
Yes,
I just love that part.
And then another guy jumps over them and hit her. Is that part?
Maybe I don't know.
There's a really good bit of wire work. It looks fantastic. So it's during the third trial, which is they're fighting the abbot of Shaolin. And they have to, there's a series of benches put down, and they have to stand on the benches and fight each other. And they have to knock him off the bench. As soon as he hits the floor, you know, they win.
Yeah.
If they touch the floor, he wins. And there's some wire work in that where he backflips over someone.
Yeah.
But it looks incredible. He doesn't spin. It's not crazy. But he backflips over them,
right.
Lands on his arms, and then floats back over them.
Yeah.
But it's really well done. It looks like... At first, I was like, he can't have really done that. Obviously, he didn't. It's impossible. But it looks genuine. It looks really, really, really good.
Are you talking about the benches?
Yeah, the benches.
And he went, hoi, hoop,
yeah, ha. Yeah, really, really good.
I wasn't expecting three of them.
Also, right. That dude is... What's that actor's name? The guy that played the abbot in this one.
Mm-hmm.
He's really fucking good.
Yeah, he's not bad.
Yeah, and I swear to God, he's been in 50 other films as the abbot. And I've never seen him do anything as good as he did in this one. I know it's unprofessional that I'm a...
Maybe he's a real abbot.
Maybe he is a real abbot.
That's right.
A real Shaolin abbot.
Perhaps. His name is...
Hey, abbot.
Chan Shen.
Did you get that?
Abbott Costello.
What was the joke? Who said it? You just said Ann Costello?
No, I said, hey, I bet.
It
was in Robin Hood. It was in Men in Tights.
A Men in Tights reference?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's a Men in Tights reference to Abbott and Costello.
Oh.
The duo, the comedy duo.
Well, yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know what the reference was. I haven't seen Men in Tights in years.
I watched it a couple months ago.
Really?
Good stuff.
It still
holds
up. I haven't seen it in a while, but
some of them you have to just kind of go, oh, shit. That's some corny stuff
Sure, but...
So they announced, obviously, that they're doing a Naked Gun remake, which is going to come out next year.
Really?
With Liam Neeson. as in the Leslie Nielsen role.
Oh man, that's great.
Good casting.
Okay.
Good casting.
Okay.
But they just announced this week, 2 days ago, that they are rebooting the Scary Movie franchise.
Interesting.
Which is an interesting choice. Do you think they can pull that,
that is
off?
That is some cancel culture action right there.
It can't nearly be. It can't be as nearly as offensive as it was.
You can't have a strong hand going in these new ones.
You can't even have. Do I look gay in this?
Right.
I don't. I think that's fine.
I don't know.
I think we've passed that.
I wonder. Yeah, I wonder how they're going to do that.
The wheelchair fight. You kind of have a whole bunch of stuff.
I'm interested now.
Yeah.
I wonder how they'll do it.
I'm interested to see where it goes, like, and whether what's her face will come back for it.
Anna Faris.
Yeah, I don't think she's doing much these days.
I don't know what she's doing.
Yeah, exactly. Sean Elizabeth certainly isn't doing much. She can come back. Mm. But again, she had a smaller role.
She did.
Who was the other person in it that was famous, like popular? Regina King was in it. Yeah.
But yeah.
She's great in it. And despite what people say, Scary Movie 2 is fucking trash. It's a bad film.
It is, but his is a favorite. Yeah, I used to like the second one a lot more than the first one. Crazy. But then when I watched it like last year, I was just like, oof.
The first one doesn't hold up that well.
Yeah,
the first one isn't that good anymore.
But I would have sworn up and down that the second one was hysterical. But then, yeah, watching it last year, I was just like, oh dear,
oh God, it's he's trying to make them a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner or something, and he just has to lick the hiney ho. He just has to. He couldn't help himself, and God. Might have had made his way.
Yeah,
had his way with that turkey.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff. Again, in this film, they mentioned the spring and autumn formation,
right?
Which I love. He's like, get in the spring and autumn formation. I do you know what? I'm like, not just about mysteries, not just like when they're like, oh, snake style or something like that. I just love when someone announces a style in a kung fu film. I'm a big, big fan of when they just shout out what they're going to do. And it's a, not a cliche, but it's a trope of the genre that just is one of those things I think that over the years you just learn to absolutely love. Mm-hmm. And then even when it's bonkers, like in Mystery of Chess Boxing, Ghostface Killer is just doing a ton of moves. Not actually fighting anyone, he's just doing a ton of poses. And he just bursts out the phrase, the sky is high, the cloud is low. Of course the sky is high and the cloud is low, and that relates to your kung fu. Of course it does. That makes perfect sense. It's so good. Yeah. When people shout out styles, I'm a big fan. So they go through the three trials. They, of course, win the three trials, or beat the three trials, I should say. They do an investigation. I won't really talk about what happens after that, but basically they find out that it's four particular monks that are committing these atrocities.
Right.
And the girl points out the four monks. Lee Hoi-sang goes absolutely bananas and kills all four of them.
Because he was responsible for them, because they were in the Hall of Discipline.
Sure.
And he was in charge of the Hall of Discipline.
Yeah. He kills them?
Yeah, he kills them.
Yeah.
Did I?
Kills the shit out of them, then kills himself.
Yep.
Oh, I thought he just beat him up in his head.
Oh, no.
He kills him.
He killed them and then kills himself.
Yep. When he killed himself, I was like, God damn.
Right?
It's a vicious suicide.
Bonks his head.
It's a committed man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bashes his head against
a pillar or something, yeah.
And his head basically explodes. And then the funniest thing happens. So five people dead in the span of 10 seconds. And the hero of the film turns to the abbot and goes,
oh, well.
Sorry to disturb you.
Right. That was they basically came in and wreaked all of this chaos. And yeah, and after everyone was dead, this man killed four of their monks and then killed himself. They were just like, okay, our work is done here and we're going to fuck off. That was crazy.
That's exactly what happens.
Then Big Papa Abbott. Big Papa Abbott.
Yeah.
Goes, you know what? This is a whole bunch of BS.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling it quits because this is all my fault.
Right.
And then he takes a cherry tomato out of his robe.
Puts
in his mouth and slaps himself on the head and kills himself.
Kills himself.
Right.
Quote unquote.
Kills.
Right.
Of course, he's doing that just so they can find out who the killer is. And Derek Yee and Jason Pai Piao are searching, trying to find out who the killer is. They realize that the woman, she's a bit shysty. She's a bit shifty. Right.
Did they have masks? Didn't they have masks? What's going on, lady?
Exactly. Yeah, something doesn't seem quite right.
Yeah, it doesn't add up. Then, of course, due to that abbot's death, Philip Coe takes over as the lead monk, or the abbot, I should say. And then he turns out to be the bad guy.
God damn it.
Philip Coe is the bad guy.
He's one of the six demons, man. Damn it.
He's only one of the six demons. And his plan is to take over the martial world.
Yep.
That's right.
Of course, as you do.
And but he had, first of all, he had to get revenge for his dead wife, who Bow and Arrow Man killed.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a bit about Bow and Arrow Man.
You know, do you recognize him from anything?
No.
Do you remember the Corrector of Kung Fu?
Oh, yeah.
When we watched, that's him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's Quan Fung.
Okay.
And
I forget which movie that was, but yeah, I remember.
Quang Fung?
Quang Fung, yeah.
We want the Fung. Just fire me from this show. If we make money from this, take it away from me.
No, you don't. Yes, at one point, so he has a bow with the biggest arrows you've ever seen.
Right, and he sets the arrows on fire.
At one point, he stabs a man with his bow.
Oh.
And I couldn't work it out. I was just like, what? He slashes a man down the back with his bow. And I was like, it's not even bladed. So I don't know how he does that. But he definitely does.
Isn't the... What are the parts? I don't recall the parts of a bow, but like...
Bow and string.
Yeah. So yeah, the bow part. Isn't the bow part kind of...
Shaft?
It's kind metal.
So maybe one side is sharp.
Maybe it didn't look like that, but
I
possibly.
I'm trying to come up with an explanation.
You could be right. Yeah, he has big chunky bows. He killed Philip Coe's wife. He's getting revenge.
Her ass on fire.
Go dead. And Philip Coe, by the way, maybe in my top five on-screen fighters of all time. Honestly, no one talks about him. He is incredible.
He was good.
We've seen him in 8-Diagram Pole Fighter. We saw him in.
Okay. I thought he looked familiar.
He fights Gordon Liu. He has the best fight in the entire film with Gordon Liu. With the staff.
Oh, okay.
With the pole. Hence, Pole Fighter. He's been in so many films, and he's played so many villains, and every single time, he could be in a Bruceploitation film, and he still looks absolutely crisp on scene. I don't know why he's not talked about more. I know he never was really the hero in a film, or if he is, it's kind of a more obscure film that no one talks about. Mm. But, yeah, always the villain.
What if he was so good he did other movies? Types of movies?
Yeah, I don't think he ever did. I know he did Heroic Bloodshed films. And I know he directed a few Heroic Bloodshed films, I think. But yeah, he was always so good on screen. And he always looks so great. Just crisp as hell. And in this film, he fights with an awkward weapon as well. He fights with the abbots. I don't even know what you call it.
Yeah, I don't know what that thing is.
I really don't know. It's like a giant scepter.
They find the bowman, string him up, and he goes, you know what? It's been a while. I'm going to kill you slowly, painfully. Kills him in one second.
Not very slowly.
He just hits him with the baseball bat.
Yep.
And
that's it.
Chops his arms, come off, and yeah.
Yeah. Then he attempts to kill the abbot.
Right.
And the abbot takes a bit of a tumble.
Yep.
And then Derek Yee comes out. Oh, wait. I forgot. Jason Pipe Young gets killed by the girl.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot about that.
Right.
Spoiler.
So it's revealed, she is the bad guy's daughter.
Yes.
And she was in on it the whole time.
What a poo-poo character. Hate that. Like, there's no, like, soul to that character. She just, she is evil.
Yeah, she's just there to betray people. She's a MacGuffin.
Yeah.
Technically. Yeah, and then she kills Jason Piper. It's very unceremonious. Oh, it's not that unceremonious, actually. Yeah, he kind of dies in the arms of Derek Yee. Yeah.
His last words are pretty dark, though. He's like, don't trust anybody! Be walled off to love and empty.
No.
Different subs to us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then, because what it was, after the girl, we thought she had died. And the good guy was like, just bury them. Mm-hmm. And Gambler, he kind of kneeled down to her and he was like, don't worry, I'm going to give you, we were friends. I'm going to give you a proper burial. but turns out, she is still alive, and stabs him right in the back.
So what's his last words?
Something like, it was basically implying like you were right to not care or something like that. I forget the exact line. He basically said,
yeah, you were right. I shouldn't have cared about her. He was like, don't trust bitches, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, then we get Derek Yee going up against Philip Coffey, and Derek Yee busts out his Tai Chi style, Tai Chi sword style. He uses the extendo sword that Jason Pipiao used. And I think it's a very decent fight. Do you know what I also noticed about this film? The fights are long.
They are indeed.
They are long as hell, which is always a good thing. Great fight scene. Philip Coe gets absolutely battered. By the way, did you notice earlier on, someone gets stabbed in the chest, but it's through his hands?
Yes, I saw that.
I thought it was really original.
Yeah. He was stabbed
by two swords, but
one of the bad ninjas was gonna go for the palms, but yeah, he got stabbed in the hands and straight through his chest.
Really good.
Yeah, really good.
Philip Coe takes a sword to the chest, and yeah, they just have a good old sword fight, or not. I guess one has sword, one has the big staff thing. Good fight. Not Philip Coe's best, but definitely up there as a pretty great final fight. A mixture of like acrobatics and wire work and good old fashioned like sword play shapes. Really, really enjoyed it. And then he wistfully thinks about his dead friend before the film ends.
Yep.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. So my question, I remember you saying, Devin, a number of episodes back, I can't remember during what film it was, but I remember you saying a number of episodes back that you were fed up with Shaolin films. You said, too many films are set in Shaolin. Why can't we get any difference? Why can't we get a variety? We don't need any more Shaolin films.
Sounds like something I probably said.
You definitely did say it. Do you feel like there still could be stories set in Shaolin that you are interested in?
Well, yeah, this one was certainly a different story than I've seen in the other ones. So so I am okay with this.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just as long as it's, just not like this guy, he's going to go to Shaolin to learn something so he can avenge someone else. Or
yikes. There's a lot of those.
Exactly. That's my point. And we saw a decent amount of them. So yeah, this one I appreciated that it was different.
Okay. This is the first time something the Shaolin's done something wrong.
That's true too.
That's true. You don't often see that. You don't often see like evil monk. Well, I guess you do see evil monks in films, but not necessarily like inside Shaolin. You'll get like a rogue monk who's a bad guy.
Yeah, this bad guy infiltrated Shaolin.
He did. He was a Shaolin intruder. I think there's a variety of Shaolin films I could still show you that you'd be interested in.
Cool.
There's another film by this director that is considered oftentimes, if not as good as this, some people find it better. It's called Shaolin Prince. Unfortunately, that film we won't be doing because it does have too many shenanigans.
Okay.
And you would not be a fan.
Okay.
I don't think you'd be a fan at all. And I believe, I could be wrong, I think I'm going to take a swing at this, but Jason Pipiao, who's the gambler in this, he's the bad guy in Shaolin Prince. Okay. And his weapon is, he has a metal, like a golden wrist band, and it turns into like a golden like hand plate, and just his two fingers stick out. So he has two like golden fingers, and he fights with his fingers.
Hmm. Okay.
That's good.
It's really cool. It's a lot cooler than it sounds. When you take your word for it. It's really cool.
Okay.
I think we got through that film pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Nothing happens, baby.
Or at least not a lot to get into. However,
not a lot to criticize.
Very good film.
Yeah, it's honestly, if you haven't seen Shaolin Intruders, obviously Sarah says it's on YouTube, which it is. But if you want a physical copy of the film, Shout Factory recently put out Shaw Brothers Volume 5, I think it's Volume 5, the most recent one, and it's actually on there with Shaolin Prince. It's a beautiful remastered version of it. It looks great, sounds great, good subtitles. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
This was a winner chicken dinner.
That's right.
4 out of 5 stars.
4 out of 5 stars.
That's 4 out of 5 stars.
Cyrus, how many stars?
5 out of 5.
5 out of 5.
Yeah.
It goes this, Forrest Gump.
Gotcha. Personally, I have a separate rating for Kung Fu films and standard films, normal films, and this would be a 5 out of 5 for me. I enjoyed it that much.
Mm.
Questions. Listener questions.
Hit it.
Are we flying today?
Yeah, I think so. Don't think we've been recording.
Maybe we can talk about butts.
We're at 50 minutes now.
50?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're going to get through this nicely.
Real quick.
Yeah.
We have a few minutes then.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Shaolin Palm.
Yeah.
I just called it Shaolin Jingling Palm.
Close enough.
Yeah. Okay. I wrote down crab leg formation.
Yes.
I wrote down they threw the lady into heaven.
Yes.
I wrote guy actually killed himself.
Okay.
The monk who actually did it.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. Haven't seen that before. I said, I want you to die slowly. He instantly kills him.
Yeah.
This was a kind of, I was thinking a little too hard. You're rubbing off on me. I wrote symbolism. The last fight. Did you notice that when they stood on each other's shoulders in the last fight specifically, they weren't as together.
Unified.
And strong.
Okay.
It's because the head of the Shaolin is now a creep.
Mm.
So their roots weren't strong enough and they crumbled.
Okay.
You.
Son of a bitch. I should
yell.
Get your fucking job writing essays over here.
I didn't see that at all, but yeah. Nice.
And the movie ends with, thank you for helping us. You're welcome. Goodbye.
Yeah. That's literally, and he just wanders off thinking of his friend.
That's it.
Yeah. A lot of army Tarfars in this film.
Lot of them.
Lot.
So whenever they say it, I always think of Mapo Tofu because it almost sounds like
Mapo
it.
Tofu. Yeah. It does. We're going to dive right into a list of questions. We haven't got a ton, but I did come up with some would you rathers.
All right.
For the crew. So, Martial Arts Film Freak, he asks first, Sean, please rank these songs originally made for films. Bat Dance by Prince.
Jesus Christ.
Bat Dance by Prince. Lose Yourself by Eminem. It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp by 3-6 Mafia. We Own It by Wiz Khalifa and Sunflower by Post Malone. Oh. You pick some difficult songs there. Going from last to first, Wiz Khalifa's last.
I don't know. Like, I think I only knew like two of them.
Wiz Khalifa's last. Eminem, Lose Yourself is second to last. 3-6 Mafia.
Oh!
Post Malone is second, and then Prince Bat Dance is
first. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I did not know the name of that song.
Yeah, I know it's probably tempting for me to... A lot of people might think I put Eminem high, but Lose Yourself, it's been so played out, that song, that I'm just so tired of it. It was good when it first came out. Yeah. Mom's Spaghetti. It was good, but I am just...
What was another one?
Bat Dance by Prince.
Oh, I know Bat Dance. Okay.
Then Wiz Khalifa, We Own It. That sounds like every other Fast and Furious song. Just awful.
Oh, is it a... How is it? Is that where it's from?
It's from Fast and Furious. And then it's Hard Out Here for a Pimp by 3-6 Mafia from Hustle and Flow, which you've got to give credit to because it's called Hard Out Here for a Pimp. But there you go. You listen to Wiz Khalifa?
Hmm.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, but I know which song this is. Okay,
that's why he's last, baby.
Okay,
I don't.
So Prince will always be number one because Prince is.
Prince is Prince.
Show him your coffee cup. Show him your coffee cup.
Oh, that's her coffee cup. Well, it's mine, but she's drinking it. Got a bit of a Prince mug going on, Purple Rain. So there you go. Cyrus, who would win in a fight between Ryu from Street Fighter, Liu Kang of Mortal Kombat, and Jin from Tekken, and Mario from Smash Brothers?
Mario's gonna get cooked up.
Okay.
Mario, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Sunned.
Look, I have a Mario cup going.
Oh, you do? It's Luigi. Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's a Mario.
I'm not gonna win.
I'm a Mario.
All right. Here, I'll be brief. They're all the same fucking character. What was it? Ryu, Jin, and who?
Liu Kang.
It's all the same guy. It's the main guy. And they're like, oh, I'm good, but I have to beat the bad guy. And then they go, oh, I'll be evil for a second so I can beat the bad guy. Right? Devil Jin, evil Ryu. Liu Kang probably does some evil steroids or some shit.
I see it.
Who would win? Jin is a devil. So there's something weird there.
Yeah, doesn't he turn into a guy with like wings at one point?
Yeah, he has like laser beams and horns and stuff. That's neat. Pretty
strong.
Liu Kang's like a dragon man.
Okay.
And Ryu's just real angry. They all throw fireballs. Kind of. They all throw fireballs. Interesting.
Hadouken.
That
Liu
one.
Liu Kang's got fatalities.
Yeah.
So he's normally turns into a dragon.
He'll dragon bite you in half.
Yes. That's the old
school. I pick him.
But he also goes, so that's a thumbs down. He
does have the bicycle kick, which sucks.
And he shoots his fireballs like that.
Yeah. Weird. And also, his fireballs were about this big, and they're not
little.
Yeah.
Little squirt guns.
Yeah.
Ryu, when he throws a fireball, you know it's happening.
Ryu also has, I hope I'm going to get this right. I'm going to throw something out.
Fine.
He has an ultra.
That's correct.
And his ultra is pretty fresh.
It's called the Metsu Hadouken.
There you go.
And it is fresh.
Yes. So he can destroy people with that. Jin, I'm not too familiar with his moveset.
Who would win? Ryu would win because he's the best. Next.
I like Ryu too. No question for you, Devin. He didn't give you one.
Right. How dare you?
Yeah.
Screw you. No, I'm just kidding.
You want some would you rathers?
Yeah, hit it.
Yeah.
I wrote these.
Hello.
So there's only three of them.
Okay.
What's Mother May I? What the fuck is that?
I don't know where that's from.
Mother May I?
Yeah, I don't know. First one. Would you rather every time you sneeze, you grow a fingernail somewhere on your body?
That's great. Did you come up with that?
Yeah.
Your mind, you need therapy again.
Or every time you fart, you lose 50 strands of hair.
Oh, God.
Do I get to pick where the hair goes? Random?
Let's say head.
Because if it was ball sack, I'd do that for free.
Exactly.
Right,
yes.
Right.
Let's say head.
Oh,
this
no.
is the most scary place.
I already lose hair on my head. It sucks.
How often do you fart?
All day. I was going to say constantly. I went, all day.
Oh, no.
That's a full tough. Fingernail. Okay, so is the fingernail kind of pressed down, or is it coming off
it's
of you?
It's flat, so it looks like fish scales on your body.
Oh, no.
How do I remove it?
You tell me.
Can you remove
like a
it?
Fish? Like, can I do it like with a one?
Ugh, so that'd be like a fingernail. It'd hurt. So you have to just trim them.
Wow.
You'd have to leave them on your body.
Okay, so basically you'd be fish man.
You'd be scaly or you'd be bald.
I mean, we gotta be smooth, huh? I could be smooth as silk.
I suppose I'd go with the lose the hair.
Yeah, me too. You can't have fingernails growing on you.
Yeah. And then, yeah, like random fucking places.
Yeah.
You'd be in like the Guinness Book of World Records, but I don't know if you can make a career out of it.
What if I said the fingernails would grow anywhere apart from your face?
Yeah, still no.
No?
No.
Okay.
Man, you'd be like Aquaman.
I could just easily just
use it as a power. It'd be like
shave my head. No thanks. I don't live in a comic
book. What if you are filled up with fingernails?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like armor.
Do they grow on top of them? Because people sneeze.
It'd be like the thing.
Oh,
shit. Like made of nail.
No, thank you.
Really interesting.
No, it wouldn't.
It's like an X-Men. That's like an X-Men.
Yeah, you'd be bulletproof.
Nails aren't fingernails.
bulletproof.
If enough went on top of each other.
Nails?
Fingernails?
Yeah, enough. How often do you sneeze? You sneeze all the time.
How many fingernails do you think could stop a bullet from a gun? You're an insane man.
No.
I don't know.
Fingernails, it doesn't matter
nothing.
How
they're
many.
They're made out of nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, all right. All right. Next one. Would you rather, these two, you have infinite pay increases of $1,000? So you can get a pay increase of $1,000 whenever you like in your company. But every time you do, you have to strip naked in front of a member of staff of your company. And it has to be a new member of staff each time.
Wow.
No.
Right?
I mean, you'd instantly get fired.
Or You have infinite pay increases of $1,000, but every single time you get a pay increase...
For the listener, Sean just lost his fucking mind.
I don't know why I wrote this.
Write it.
In order to get it, you have to eat a Popeye's three-piece in front of a hungry homeless person and not give them any.
Great.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry. I shouldn't laugh at that, but I just like it.
You're insane, dude.
That's so good.
Make a choice.
I wouldn't do either, so I wouldn't take it.
You'd eat the Popeyes?
No, I wouldn't do either.
Okay. Okay, that, I guess there is that, because you just won't get a... You can get infinite $1,000, though.
So, yeah, either...
You can give yourself $1 million.
So be naked in front of everyone that I work with, or everyone in the... Right? Or taunt a hungry homeless person.
Yeah.
Multiple times for... Yeah, constantly.
Hey, after you eat your three-piece, you could get them a three-piece.
Technically, I guess.
I suppose. That's how you're not
allowed to do that. Because that negates the issue.
Well, they're still going to be furious while you're doing it.
Well, not if after you eat it, you can go,
I'll buy you one after this.
Can't say that.
Yeah, I don't think you can buy them one at all. You have to eat in front of them, and they're starving.
And then walk away.
Really, really hungry. And then they're looking at you like that, and you go, no, you can't have any.
You have to throw the bones at them.
Which one are you doing?
Fuck. Neither, because that's crazy, but hold on. I was thinking about the bucket nakeds.
Okay.
If I had to do it.
Yes.
If you don't, the world ends.
Yeah.
I would be like, fresh out of the shower, I forgot my laptop was on. I'd still check the box of being... Buckets. Right? I'd be like, okay.
It's not like you're physically in what front of that person, and you have to like literally take one by one. I'd be like,
hey, Shirley, how are you? Bow,
bow, they know bow, you're going to do it. They're in a room. They sat in an interview room. They sat on a chair and they go, okay, we're going to bring Cyrus in now and he's going to be naked. And they're like, okay, bring him in. And it's like to get his $1,000 raise. And like, all right, cool. Bring him in. And you have to walk in.
Oh, that's a whole different thought process.
Well,
because I was going HR, I'm going to get fired.
No.
No,
and you're just like,
they've agreed to it.
What job is this?
A good one.
Oh, got to get naked in front of every new hire?
Mm-hmm.
If I want.
Well, how often are they hiring new employees? I thought you just meant like a new person. It's not like you could get naked in front of the same person.
No.
You had to do someone new.
Yeah, so
that's what you mean. So not a new hire.
Don't have
in. But you'd have to work your way through everyone that. Company. Yeah.
So get naked in front of a stranger, or eat food in front of someone
who's starving. Who's homeless and starving.
I don't know how, but the eating chicken in front of someone, I just feel like that would be easier.
100%. 100%. I would eat that chicken.
I love that chicken and Popeye.
I'd say sorry as I'm doing it, but I would eat that chicken. There's no way I'm getting naked in front of every single person in the company.
You're horrible people.
Yeah, I eat that chicken.
If you had to do one, you're purposely taking the no, I wouldn't do either. But if you had to pick one or the world explodes.
Yeah.
Which one are you doing? Naked or chicken?
I suppose the naked one.
Oh, snap.
Then that means everyone I work with has to see me, and then I have to.
Continue, I'd have to see her,
and then I have to continue to work
Cyrus
with.
Cyrus would have to see you.
Oh no!
Well, you can choose. Oh, is it worth $1,000?
Yes, that's true.
That's very.
Yeah, you don't have to be fully greedy.
That's
fully there's what 300 people in our company, so that's a $300,000 increase you could get, or you could go. I just want a $30,000 increase to do 30 people, and one of them could be me.
All right, fine. Yeah, I would rather do that.
You do naked?
That's incredible.
Right. I can, yeah.
Maneuver. Pick naked or I could and just get naked in front of him. And that's it.
The same person twice.
Whatever. She got $1,000 for no.
I could stop at 5 people and just get 5,000.
Yeah. All right.
I'd go chicken, but I just want to change one thing. I want to make it a 4-piece.
All right. That's great. Well, no, also, that was actually funny. I can't mind. It's $1,000 each time with the homeless person. So you'd have to eat it in front of multiple homeless people.
I go down the street.
Oh, do you know what? I might do the naked.
It's horrible.
That chicken thing sucks.
It's horrible. Well,
they're not going to be like, wow, this guy bought chicken and is eating in front of me to mock me. They'll just be like, oh, that guy's eating.
But no, like, I'm assuming you have to literally sit there and stare at them while you're eating.
And you have to walk in, you have to sit there and eat in front of him.
They put him in a room.
Yeah. Or her. Yeah.
That's wild. He's like, what? He's like, what? Get you, unhand me.
They say, no, they go, come here, come here.
Come right. here. It's okay. Come here. Come
so
here.
So how I imagine this going is we're outside, we come across a homeless person, we have our food, and then we just pull up and stand in front of them and stare at them
in front
and
of them.
Literally eat in front of
you
them.
You have to eat to them, not just around them.
Right. But even worse, because we kind of, you chose nickeds.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much
set. Yeah, I don't.
So we have to make the other one a little bit. Oh, I was going to say we have to make the other one harder.
No.
I couldn't. Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, I couldn't do
it. You have to eat it, then just pour your drink on them.
I'd say camera crew.
Well, that would be, no, that's too much. There's no way you do it with a camera crew, because then you look like a shithead to the world.
What about just one guy with his phone? That's fucking crazy.
No, you're going on social media. No. This one is only the homeless person knows, but you live with the guilt that you have eaten it in front of them.
I like that. Okay, come on. Come over here.
Well, but no, I like her idea. You have to go up to them in the street and just go, start looking at them and just eating in front of them.
That's fucking crazy. You're going to get punched easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it. I want to work for my money.
I reckon you're doing the homeless stuff. Do you want to go on to the last one?
Yeah.
Okay.
The last one.
All right. This one's quite interesting. You can live forever, but each week you wake up in a random person's body and have to live their life.
No, so, the other one.
Quantum Leap. Or you can live your life, but your lifespan decrease. Your life, not a forever life. You live your life now, but your lifespan decreases by a day each time you spend $100.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Are bills included in that? Because
every time you spend $100.
Oh, well then.
Or more.
Well, then we're fucked.
Just go hard or go home. Dang.
Yeah, we're fucked then. It wouldn't.
What do you mean you're fucked?
Live our lives, but every time we spend everything is our, you know, multiple bills are over $100.
Okay.
So
once a month you lose a day. That's just rent alone. Because it's over $100.
But if we're talking over a span of years.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like
every time in increments of 100.
Let's say you spend $2,000 a month. That's 20 days.
No.
Oh, still
it's one payment. It's one payment. You can't go, okay, I'm going to pay my rent in $20 increments. It's a single payment. But if that payment is more than $100, you lose a day of your
life. Yeah, I would 100% do that one.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about like everything that we pay in a month.
Yes.
Oh, so like, so
what I'm saying is if you pay $300 in one payment, you don't lose 3 days. You only lose 1 day. But if you pay rent and then bills,
that's what I'm talking about. So
multiple days.
Okay. So in 1 month, we could lose 5 days.
Yes.
Got it.
Five times.
And over the span of years, though.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of what that adds up to. Starting now.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, shit. It's almost a year every year. Like, of your life.
You'd be meeting him in the middle.
Yeesh. Whatever, I'm doing that. Dude, I have nightmares about waking up in, like, doctors' bodies while they're operating on people.
Oh, shit.
I just wake up. And I have the scalpel in my hand, and I have the mask on and the headpiece. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
What about if I change it for you, though? When you wake up in that person's body, it's them waking up in their bed for a brand new day. You're not waking up in the middle of their job or a truck driver. You're waking
That's
up
interesting.
In a bed. And you
so
have
to- obviously, you just call out a sick of whatever it is.
Yeah, of course. But you have to find out what it is.
But that's just not a life to live. Every day is just hiding and trying to like survive. An awkward situations, your wife's there.
But just think, you can also live every single day like Groundhog Day and spend all your money and do all the things you want to do. You can call up your job and go, I'm not coming in because you're going to be a new person. Well, it's not every day, it'd be a week. So that week you can do everything because every week you wake up in a new
every body. Week.
Did I say week or day? Day?
What did you? Yeah, I thought you said day.
Did I?
You said day.
Week and day are very different.
Yeah.
Every week. I said week.
Oh.
Each week. Said each week.
So we're spending a week in someone else's. Oh, right. If it was a day, that'd be a little easier at least, because what if you end up in someone horrible's body? And then you'd have to spend a whole week in their body. I thought you, okay.
But then we're not bad people, so we're not just going to like bankrupt them in a week.
Exactly.
Or like be like, I quit.
But then what if you end up in someone horrible's body? I don't want to be stuck in their body for a whole week. You
fuck their shit up.
You wouldn't be horrible. You'd be good. You wouldn't be them. You'd be
just look like them.
Mm. Yeah. If you wake up in a serial killer's body, you're not going to kill anyone because you're not a serial killer.
Right, I guess. Still, yeah. Though.
So you go, oh my god, this guy kills people. I'm going to turn myself in on the last day of the week.
That's so sick.
Yeah.
That's so sick. Yeah. That's some Death Note stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Dude, that's great. Or yeah. Like, mess their whole life up.
Yeah.
Hmm. Go into their bank account. Some to this charity, some to that charity.
Exactly. You could wake up as fucking Jeffrey Epstein, the worst person ever, and just donate all his money to charity. I know he's dead, obviously. I'm just using
as an example. Yeah. Interesting.
So which one are you doing? Different life each week, or are you losing those days, maybe?
Does the person whose body you switch with or take over any recollection of what happened?
No, none. They just go, the fuck?
Interesting.
I don't know if I want to
die younger or have the weirdest life ever.
Yeah. Give me your answer. Come on.
What's yours? Are you doing the swap?
No. I'll probably lose a day. Yeah, I'll probably lose a day every time.
So let's,
I'm definitely reining in my spending, though.
Yeah. I might do that, because, like, say what? If we spend, that's $5 a month, so that's 5 days. 5 days for 12 months out of the year.
60 days.
Right.
Every year.
And then, so what? Say, just for instance, like, 60 days.
Oh,
so,
that's not, wait, my math was fucked.
So, like, say
you said a year every year, didn't you?
Something like that.
So that's, so that's 60 days a year. So say of this, 10 years, so that's what, 600 days?
Mm-hmm. It's 2 years.
So you lose.
Wait, you lose.
10 years, you lose 2 years.
That's not bad at all.
Dude, I'm going to be trash after 60 anyway. Mm. Get me out of here.
Oh, yeah, 2 years after, no, after 10 years, not a problem.
But then that's assuming, like, we live to like our 80s or whatever.
And you're just talking about bills so far. Think about all the things that pop up. Think about
every time. Oh, yeah. Like if I have to like
fucking Jiffy Lube.
You can't go on vacation. Yeah.
Oh, exactly. Right. Jiffy. Just,
you crash your car. You're like, I'm fucked.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm losing days out of my life.
I was literally thinking of, bills. Groceries. I didn't think about
groceries, new TV,
whatever. Well, we wouldn't be buying a new TV. Well, but then, like,
TV goes fucked, you have to buy new TV.
Imagine trying to explain
car repairs that and
you're at the grocery store, you're like, can't be over $100. I'm going to die early. You know what I'm talking about? Like, what?
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that. Fucking hell.
I'm still losing the days.
Oh, yeah. Off me, girly.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to be in other people's bodies.
All right. All right, that was the three I had. I'm glad you enjoyed those. They seemed to be a good conversation start. They weren't too weird. They weren't too sexual in nature or anything like that. I thought they were pretty good.
However, I could just wake up and be like Henry Cavill and be like motherfucking Superman for a week.
I ain't going anywhere, baby.
You ain't going anywhere?
No. Looking in that mirror.
Hey, you could be a lady and touch your private parts. That's off limits.
Yeah, that was also a thing. Like, what if
that be off limits?
Because you're touching another lady's giblets.
That'd be your choice. That's the moral conundrum you have.
But you're touching someone else's.
Don't touch them then. That's what I'm saying.
It's gonna be a lot difficult.
Not only that, but yeah, like you'd be not only, but then you'd also. What if you ended up in, like, what if I ended up in some other woman's body who was like married and had kids.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And I was just like, ill. So obviously I was just like, I don't want any part of this. So I'd have to fuck off and hide somewhere. Take some of this person's money so I can hide somewhere so I won't have to deal with them. And then also I'd be creating, I feel like in that mode, I'd end up creating issues for that husband and those kids.
Or you don't have to go into hiding. Just be like, honey, things are real weird right now. I need a week. Everything's fine.
And then
don't be like, I hate you. I stole your money.
No, obviously I wouldn't do that. But then I'm just like, then, you know, if I have to stand there and explain, then I'm like, what am I, you know, if I came to you, yeah, if I, exactly. I was like, if I came to you and I was just like,
space station and you're in an astronaut body, that'd be fucking scary as hell.
No, because then, yeah, I wouldn't have any of their knowledge.
No, no, you got none of that knowledge.
Yeah, I'd have
to. All right, Charles, can you do the gapu beepu papi poop?
I'd be like,
know how to poop.
I don't know how to poop in space.
Right. Yeah.
You won't be able to move, let alone poop. I don't know how to fucking master zero G's.
Or if,
I've got zero G's in my bank account. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
What if someone who's at, what if I wake up and someone who's like in a coma?
That's wild.
You wouldn't wake up. Oh, you're coming out of a coma then? You wouldn't wake up if you're in a coma. You wouldn't know you're in a coma.
That's another question.
But so, yeah. So, but I still, would I end up landing in that person's, what if, oh, they don't have consciousness.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What if you, wait, what no, if you're
people,
a 5-year-old?
People are, some, and they end up waking up after, right. So, yeah.
That sucks.
Right.
What if you're like a 4-year-old?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah.
It's like Chucky.
What if you're Stephen Hawking?
Oh, yeah. If you're in a kid's body.
I know he's dead. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that would suck. Because if you're someone's child, it'd be harder. You can't, you know, then you'd be stuck in that child's body. It'd be harder for you to just be like, go about and do your own
That's
thing.
That's like the nightmare scenario.
Yeah.
It's because you can't, can't just go, hey, mom and dad, I need to go somewhere for a week. They're like, why is my child talking like this?
Right. Or That's a wild. Baby.
Yeah, this is getting tougher and tougher.
No. Yeah, no. I wouldn't want to stop at all. All
right, last question, because okay. We're probably going over long now. How long are we?
116.
Oh, that's not bad.
We're okay, yeah.
Last question from Rama.
Rama!
This is a great question, and it's nice and simple. What's the weirdest or freakiest dream you've ever had that you can remember? And have you ever had one of those dreams that was so real that it felt like real life?
Yep.
I once had an entire dream about getting up and going to work and doing my normal things.
What?
That when I woke up in the morning, I thought it was the next day.
Fuck, that's cool.
That's really good. Yeah, it's really interesting.
I wish I could remember. Like, very my dreams escape me very quickly. Like, I know I feel like a couple nights ago I had one that was like very startling, but of course I don't remember what it was at all.
I've been doing some heavy dreaming lately.
You know what I think that is? Because you're in and out of sleep.
You think?
Because you wake up or you're a bit awake and you're still dreaming, so your conscious mind can remember.
Oh, yeah, maybe. But I've been having some weird, weird dreams. In one of them, I was just getting taught how to ski.
Do you know how to ski?
No.
Me neither.
How'd you do?
Not good. But it was a normal dream. I was just getting taught how to ski. But I'm sure I was getting like taught how to ski by like fucking, I don't know, Bill Clinton or someone weird. Yeah. Any weird, freaky dreams?
I got you if you want them.
I got a good one too.
I have three and I'll be rapid fire with them.
Okay.
I don't dream like that either. I really only have three or four big dreams in my entire life. One of them is I'm in a helicopter with like my grandma or my family, right. And a massive shark comes up and just misses us.
Wow.
That's one.
Okay.
A Sharknado situation.
The other one, we're at a resort, me and my family.
Yeah.
And we are not in the resort. The resort is ransacked by these like weird rat men with guns.
Wow.
And the rat men, they kill my family too.
Okay, grim.
So I escape and I go into their rat cave.
Yeah.
And I get all their guns and I kill the rat men.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
Make that a movie.
Yeah.
And the last one is, I think I have told this on the podcast. My mom and dad robbed a bank and hid the money in a tree. And we were in the South for some reason. And I knew where the money was. And that's when the dream ended. I woke up and I was real concerned about the money. And I like thought about my mom and dad. I was like, how am I going to talk to them about this?
Jesus.
And then I was like, oh, I'm not a man in the South with money in a tree.
No, no. Certainly not.
Mine tend to, the ones that I can, like, the details I don't recall, but they either tend to be, like, apocalypse or disaster related.
Mm.
Something like that. Definitely something where past meets present. So somehow I'm in, like, high school, but, like, nothing about it is, like, high school related, but I'm in, like, the building of my high school, but with people that I know now. But what we're doing or why we're there, I don't really recall. Or something, I think something about heights tends to happen, which I'm not a big fan of heights. Those tend to be, I think those are the three main kind of topics that are kind of most frequently, I think, come up. But it's the details that I don't really remember,
My dreams are typically light and fluffy, but I'm actually going to take this into a really dark place. When I was younger, I had a recurring dream. And so my dad left my mum for another woman when I was very young. I was probably 8 or 9 years old. And I would see my dad on weekends, and I got introduced to my dad's new girlfriend. That he was having an affair with my mum with. And I got introduced to her, and I didn't like her at all, as you do when you're that young. You're like, fuck you took my dad, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, long story short, I'd have this recurring dream where I was sat in the back of my dad's car. He was driving, and she was next to him in the passenger seat. And it was a simple dream. All I'd do is I was just sat there, and I'd go like that, just to clean my eye out of any eye mess, muck, whatever, and they would slam on the brakes as I was doing that, and my finger would go knuckle deep into my eye.
Ugh.
And they would turn around and start laughing at me, and I couldn't pull it out, and then they would both pull out guns and shoot me.
I was
generally one of those dreams I go and wake up from, and I was only like fucking 10, but I remember having that dream honestly consecutive like 4 nights in a row.
Jesus Christ.
Grim for such a young boy as well. I remember the eye thing stood out for me as well, because it was stuck in and I couldn't pull it out. It was
fucking horrible.
But usually my dreams are all right, to be honest. You know, just silly.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Right? Sorry, I know I took that to a dark place.
Holy shit.
That's the only recurring dream that I can remember having. I will say this, though. When I stopped drinking, after, if people know, I had a drinking problem. I no longer do, 6 years sober. But when I stopped drinking, I would have dreams every now and again that I was in a pub and I was drinking lots of alcohol. And that was really annoying to me, because when I woke up the next morning, I was just like, oh, you motherfucker. And it was, you know, because in my dream I was enjoying booze again, but in reality I could not. So there you go.
Really uplifting at the end.
Yeah.
And then I had one where this girl was in it. She was covered in chocolate mousse.
Yeah, dude. Man.
Oh, God.
What'd you do to her, man?
I she was in the back of a car and
with her eye.
I've had dreams when I was a Shaolin monk. I've had dreams like when I'm doing lots of crazy stuff like that. I've had fun dreams. They're the two most blatantly obvious dreams.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, right.
I did not expect them to both shoot you a lot at the end.
Yeah, it wasn't good. It wasn't good.
Not good.
Not good. I did not have fun with that one, especially for a young child.
Hell no.
And trying to explain that to your mother is pretty difficult. Anyway, thank you, everyone, for coming along on this journey. And
can I make a suggestion?
You can.
I know that we are overdue to do commentary.
Mm-hmm.
But given this podcast and our most recent, the most recent film we just brought up, maybe we should do Men in Tights.
No,
it's
too difficult, because it's not. You laugh at Men in Tights. You don't laugh. No, you laugh with Men in Tights. You don't laugh at it. Mario Brothers, you laugh at.
Well, we can't find there. It no longer exists.
Well, we have to pick another one.
I feel like I said something. Oh, I said Bat. Didn't I say Batman and Robin?
You did. And I liked it.
Oh, that's right. I mentioned it after we left last time. Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin could be a good one.
What's that one?
That's movie. With Mr. Freeze. And
oh, I love that movie.
Poison Ivy.
Poison. We might have to do that. So
Poison Ivy.
Do you know how you get to see this commentary or hear this commentary? You have to become a
patron.
We have a Patreon. That's www.patreon.com/foodforthought. Come along and we will give us a few dollars every month or whatever it is. And
Is it $2 or $3?
I think the lowest is $2.
Dope. Yeah.
You can hear our commentary tracks. You can see my Blu-ray collection updates, a lot of Asian and lots of martial arts films. Uncut. You will get uncut episodes each week that are becoming less and less uncut because this woman is all of a sudden
friggin' Debbie Downer over here.
She's
like, is it gonna be always about butts?
Yeah. Is she my wife or is she my mom?
Yeah, bump it, dude. Bump it, dude. Let's talk about that dream with the lady covered in chocolate sauce, dude.
She was, it was all over her.
It hit.
Like, yum.
Yeah, dude.
Really good.
It's yeah.
Really good. So, yeah, we have lots of stuff on there. I want to start doing movie reviews on there. And also, I'm going to start doing sneak peeks on there. So when we do a Fight Bites or a Kung Fu Sessions in advance, we are actually going to put it up, hopefully, a week early on Patreon. So you get to see that nice and early. Thank you, everyone, for watching our last Fight Bites video, which was me and Devin talking about fight sequences from Odd Couple and Legendary Weapons of China. And that was a good old time because she started talking kung fu like I've never heard in my life.
Like I knew what I was talking about.
Like she knew what she was talking about. She was using crazy terms. She was saying shapes and fluid and flow. She used the word fluid and flow. I'm thinking of a woman in chocolate again. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, it was a good time. So thank you everyone who watched that. Let's go ahead and wrap it up.
You should say who our patrons are.
She's good.
Jesus.
She's good.
Out of all the things we don't do, how the fuck do we not do that?
We love our patrons.
That's right.
Truly love them. And do you know who they are?
Who are they?
I want to tell you.
Hit it.
Miles Bell, Alpha Rookie, Nick Martin, Nicholas Planchard, Amok Pal, Rama, Disconnected, Tristan Glover, who is Martial Arts Film Freak, by the way. Ooh. Robert Christiansen, Art School Dropout, Eloquent, James Glennie, Don Jitsu, Tina, and Benjamin. There you go. You got them all there. They're all our patrons. Come along and join.
Did we assassinate that one person who left yet?
Oh, yeah. He's long gone. Okay. Fuck that guy. I should say fuck that guy. Do you know what? If you don't become a patron or you leave,
your life, you leave. You're so happy you're here, but
we don't care.
We care,
but we understand that money is money and, you know, you don't want to pay every month for certain things and that's fine.
Or if you feel like you're not getting your money's worth and there's something that you would like for us to do.
Let us bloody know.
Let us know. We can see if it's something that we can make happen.
You want to see Cyrus's titties? We can do that. We can make that happen.
Send me some chocolate sauce.
That's right.
See what happens.
Although Cyrus has put a wee bug in my brain.
What up?
He mentioned the word Discord. And a Food for Thought Discord?
We have to see if we're cool enough.
Yeah. Actually, do you know
also, what the French toast would we do on there?
Talk.
All right.
And maybe have meetups. Maybe have, like, voice chats.
I have to talk to people?
Hell yeah.
I just left my house the other day.
Oof. How was it? I know. We might have a Discord. We might have Discord. I don't say it like that. We might have a Discord. We might have voice chats on it. I'm thinking a little too above my pay grade here because I know nothing about Discord. But it's very tempting. If you'd be interested, not necessarily just patrons only, maybe they can have a special patron channel. But if you're interested in a Food for Thought Discord, just give us a nod. In fact, why don't you put it in the comments down below?
Dang, dude.
You like this video. I'm sorry.
She just got you good. She's got you real
but
good.
But after you like this video.
Please like this video. And subscribe while you're here. Why not? If you like what we do. What's next episode, guys?
What's the next episode, Sean?
I'll tell you. I'll tell you what it bloody well is. I'll tell you something. It's a martial arts film.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, got one of those coming at you. A rarity.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
What?
I just wanted to say it.
Oh, we're doing a very interesting film next time. We are doing a Wuxia film.
Okay.
So we're doing a heroic swordsman film, and it is simply called The Sword.
The Sword.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we haven't seen Drunken Swordsman before this movie.
It wasn't very good in this film.
He just though. Went,
yeah.
He wasn't drunken enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got some good films. Oh, by the way, just to let you know, also, our patrons get to vote for one of the films we do.
Mm-hmm. And oh, yeah, that's
it. Voted on a good one that's coming up. I'm not even going to say what it was or what it is, but it's coming. So The Sword is next episode. And if you want to watch that and you have a Hiya subscription, it's on there. So go ahead and give it a watch. All right. Thank you, everyone. Subscribe, like, share, comment, all that good stuff. If you're listening on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, wherever, subscribe to us there. We love you all. Thank you very much. And we will catch you
next time.
Bye, buddy.
These fools, they'll never learn.